Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. Hello and welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast with me, Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining me for this episode, and I'm sure you are going to love this episode because we're going to talk a little bit about serviced accommodation. So serviced accommodation is a strategy that I've been getting into, I've been getting into this a while now. And I've just been furtherly educating myself, as you do out there, and finding out all the tips and tricks and ways to get more deals and to also build a successful serviced accommodation business. So in this episode today, I just wanted to share with you really four sort of ways you can do rent-to-rent serviced accommodation with lettings agents. Now, you can still do this even if you own the properties. It doesn't necessarily have to be rent-to-rent. But this will help you and maybe give you some more options and opportunities to talk to the agents about some different things. But before we start, if you're interested in my 10-step rent-to-rent guide, our 10-step essay, serviced accommodation guide, or our deal analyzer, which will help set you up in all of these strategies and also in a rent-to-rent business, then go to the Property Unleashed. .com now, and you will be able to download these free steps, these free tools, these free resources there. We also have a rent-to-rent free masterclass training that you can work your way through just to help you, just to make sure you're on the right track. But let's go through these four methods that you can use when talking to letting agents and looking to take on rent-to-rent properties. So the first one is ask them if they have anybody that is between houses at the moment. The market is saturated at the moment with chains, i.e. chains of people looking to buy properties that are in one of these chains, and somebody's pulling out and making it very difficult for people. They might want to move out. So at the end of the day, you could find a serviced accommodation house and you could put people up for 2, 3, 4 months. Short-term lets, in a sense, work really well for this, and they help people to be able to move. Yeah, it's a bit of a pain having to move twice, but you can go in and you can speak to agents about these problems and say, I've got serviced accommodation units, and this is, of course, if you've got the units, and this is how we can work with you. If you have anybody, if you're selling properties, if you're letting properties, you have anybody in between, do they need to be put up for a few months here or there? These are the properties that we have, and we'd be more than happy to work with you. You can potentially pay them a referral fee for this sort of thing, but a lot of the times, particularly if they're an estate agent as well, they'll be wanting to work with you because they'll be happy that you can keep the sales going, that you can keep their commissions in place. So just go in there, build up rapport with them, and start talking to them about that first one. The second one refers to lettings itself. Sometimes if a family or in single lets, people are moving out of properties or they want to move into another property. Somebody's handed notice in on a property that they want, so it's on the market, but it's going to be a couple of months before they can have it. And potentially, again, they may be selling their property and have to move out, or they may be renting a property and they have to move out because they've given notice. Again, you can do exactly the same thing and help work with any letting agents and per se estate agents as well. So you can house these people for X amount of months in your serviced accommodation businesses. Now, don't get me wrong, you can do this if you're actually just renting out single lets or rooms or anything, if it's only one person in your HMOs, but it's not ideal. You really want to be set up for serviced accommodation, be able to book out a few months on one of your properties, and then after that time period's over, you can continue and you can still take bookings for your weekends and for your weeks away and stuff like that. So it just helps really gather that all in. And if you've got your rent-to-rents in place, then it's great. So step three, obviously, if you want to build up rent-to-rents, you want to get in there and work with letting agents and things, you can go in there and say, this is what we do. We house people. We make sure, you know, it's only block bookings, but it's not like somebody's going to want to come and rent a property off of you. It's probably going to be for 12 months. We can put them up for a few months and we don't mind paying referral fees. Again, don't be cheap in your business. Look to work with people, but make sure there's something in it for them.
And these are methods and ways that you can work with people and make sure that you're all on the right track. So a lot of the time, what you really want to be working towards, number three, is getting to be on speed dial for these agents, for the estate agents, for the letting agents. You want to be telling everybody, this is what we do in this area. This is how we operate our serviced accommodation business. And we are here to help and support letting agents like yourself. And this is particularly important if you've just taken on a rent-to-rent deal and you're building up clients and you're building up bookings. It can end up costing you money in the beginning because you've still got to pay these guaranteed rents, yet you might not be getting in enough clients, enough holiday makers. It may be a certain time of the year that's not working well for you. So start going around agents now. Start earmarking the ones that you think potentially might want to work with you, or you get along with, or you can build up rapport with, and put these in your back pocket because they're always great for a rainy day. You just never know. If you get hold of a property and you get a couple of bookings, and then all of a sudden a letting agent says to you, I need 3 months. We've got a family that's moving into the area. You've got a property big enough to house the family. We need a 3 month block booking. Boom. For 3 months then, happy days. You are in with cash flow coming in. You can still obviously keep your books open to take bookings on when this family move out. And you're building up your business in a really good, safe manner. So a lot of people just think, workers, contractors coming in and out of the area. They just think holiday makers, obviously. But there's so many more opportunities out there that you really want to get yourself out there and experience and see for yourself. And if you need help with any of this, we have the ultimate serviced accommodation business builder training program, which will take you from absolute novice to building a 6 to 7 figure serviced accommodation business. It's a fantastic piece of kit. But if nothing else, subscribe to this channel and I'll keep giving you tips and tricks as well to help you on your way. But that training is for newbies, but it's also for people who've started in serviced accommodation and potentially aren't getting the results that they want. Again, check it out on the propertyunleashed.com website. But let's move on to the next one. So at number four, and this is the old tried and tested way, so to speak, when we go and talk to agents and things, you want to be saying, this is what we're going to be doing. We are going to be looking for contractors in the area. And equally to that, we are going to be looking at housing people to help the community, to help out if people are struggling or moving into the area. So let's just say, for argument's sake, somebody gets a job, they want to move into the area, but they don't want to commit to anything straight away. They can look for opportunities to stay in your properties whilst they find maybe something to buy or maybe something to rent long term. But again, you want to be speaking to agents about this and say, do you have any properties that suit this sort of thing? And if they do, it's another way for you to get your foot in the door. It's another thing that you can take to the agents and another way to really get in there and start building up the know, like and trust. You know, you might not necessarily have any bookings or anything coming your way at the moment, but you could say, this is my company and this is what we do. We offer these different methods in how we run our business, and this is the sort of properties that we're looking to take on. And we can offer your landlord a guaranteed rent. We can offer you your fees guaranteed each month. And we are looking to not be maybe a massive, massive thing, but we are looking to work with the right kind of people in the right places and build businesses together, build business relationships. I look at property as a business, and you should too. And that's how you can scale it, you can grow it, and you can make something phenomenal. If you just look at it at a landlord level and you're doing everything yourself, you're running around wearing all the hats, you will soon get tired and you will fall out of love with property, or you can do very, very quickly. And there's more and more people that are doing this and doing it wrong. So make sure you know what you're doing. Make sure you know what you're getting into, and make sure you know all of the different strategies and methods and ways that you can actually take on properties.
As always, I hope this episode has helped you and opened you up to a few new methods and ways of doing things. That's what we always try and achieve and do on this podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share it. Leave a 5-star review, as it's always appreciated by myself. And again, visit thepropertyunleashed.com if you need any help or you want any of the free resources that are on offer there. Equally to that, if you want to reach out to me on social media with any questions or anything or anything I can help you with, basically, then feel free to do so. Keep focusing on those visions. Keep focusing on those goals and pushing yourself forward. And I shall see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me, and bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.